Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, just coming to you real quick. Just wanted to share a thought about how we're strangers in this world. I know you sisters feel that way too. The more refined and the closer you get to the Lord, the further away from this world you feel, don't you? I know I do, and I know sisters who say the same thing, and so those of you who might be new, yeah, there's more distance and separation coming, and the further away from being in and being a part of this world, the more of a stranger you're going to feel. And it might feel weird for a while in the beginning, but keep pressing on, because you'll understand as you mature in this walk, and the further away you get from a bad situation, the clearer you can see, right? And so just keep walking, keep pressing on. We're here to press you on too. And for those of you who have been walking this for a while, you already know what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to give encouragement to those who have been doing it already, myself, and those of you who are just beginning. And so, I don't know, I just want to talk about it a little bit. I wanted to say, you know, since we're strangers, the word strangers is in the scriptures, I wanted to give us that definition. So the Greek says an alien alongside, that is a resident foreigner, a pilgrim, a stranger, one who comes from a foreign country into a city or land to reside there by the side of the natives. Sojourning in a strange place, a foreigner. And so when we look in the Old Testament, we saw that Israel were called out and separate from God, but He also told them strangers who believed in Him, and we see some of them in the scriptures who are outside of Israel. They believed in the God of the Israelites, and they were able to dwell with them if they did what God would have them do. So here we are today, strangers called out of this world, called into the ecclesia of Christ, holy, called out, separate ones from this world, but we're still living here. And we know that Jesus said, go, preach the gospel. And He sends us forth like sheep among wolves. And we're supposed to be wise as a serpent and gentle as doves. So we are here and we're sent forth into this world. So we're like the strangers residing in among the world, shining His light, standing for His truth, and being here to help anybody and to stand for the glory of God and show the world who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords through His people. And so that's an awesome thing. I love that. So I was going to read us some scriptures. 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. So just as a quick little snapshot of that whole context there, you know, we want to abstain from the fleshly lusts of this life. Tongue twisters here. You know, in this world, I know in America, there's a lot of temptations from the lust of the eyes, the lust of the belly, the lust of the flesh, everything. You name it. There's everything here. It's affordable. It's easy to get. It's like right there in front of you. And so now, the more you walk, the less tempted you are. I mean, you get down to almost ground zero of not even wanting any of that stuff. The further you walk with the Lord, the less you have to battle with your flesh. But there's always going to be a battle in there. So what He's warning us is to stay away from that, because that wars against the soul. And so we protect ourselves with the Ephesians 6 armor, and there's many other scriptures that we could go into, but I'm just going to keep this audio brief on being strangers and pilgrims. I was going to read 1 Peter 1:1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. So He's talking to people who are strangers, who are in all those places, just like I'm the stranger of whatever city we're in. Brother Tupos is the stranger of whatever city we're in. You're the stranger of wherever you're at. And we're strangers because of Christ, not because of us. It's all because of Him. Hebrews 11:13, and you can go back and read some more of this in context, all of these scripture verses. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. I'm sorry, I can't read very well today. But anyway, yeah, I know Brother Tupos and I, we certainly feel like strangers here. And the people we know, the saints we know, they do as well. And that's good. That's a good thing. You know, your flesh wants to be liked by people and fit in and accepted. But when you're called out, and like I said, as you mature and you walk it, you don't want to fit into this world anymore because you see how sinful and wicked and fleshly it is. John 15:19, and this is why, right here, this is why the world, why we don't fit in the world. This is one of the reasons why. There's more scriptures we could read, but I'm just going to read this one. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Yeah, so when you're first walking in Christ, you know, you get a few people who, like, immediately reject you because they're, like, totally against it. I know what that's like. Right away, people, like, turned around. They went from day to night and just disappeared. And then the longer and longer you walk, the people who are closest to you and who have been in your life the longest, it seems, they may hang around for a little bit, but eventually they're going to push you away. Or if they're false converts, after you've tried to show them the truth and you see that they're flat out against it, then you have to pull away from them. And so, yeah, God's word is a protection. Look at the Israelites. He called them out of the world and made them look different, act different, talk different, behave different, right? And that's how we're supposed to do it, too. And so, let's see. I wanted to read Hebrews 13:14. This goes along with it. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. And continuing means remain or abide. So we have no city that we could just remain or abide in. We don't belong here anymore. I'm not an American anymore. My citizenship is in heaven. The Philippians tells us that. We're just foreigners and strangers walking through this world. So sisters, rejoice because we don't fit in. And it's an awesome thing to be hated because we love Christ, right? And so I'm going to leave us with this. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye may have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God for what Christ has done. Let us serve him because he is worthy. All right. I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.